up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. Should be exciting. I got a stack of records that are crying out to be played, let me tell you. So we're going to get right to work here. Hopefully we'll hit a few of your favorites, and maybe we'll hit a few that you never heard before. And you're like, ooh, that's a really good song, and I never heard that before. You might even sneak in a little bit of dancing, I don't know. Let's start out with some polka music fiddle style, shall we? We have E.J. Hopkins to get things rolling, and he's got the fiddle out. It's the Julita Polka. There you go. We don't get a lot of fiddle-style polkas here on the show, but there is one. Obviously, E.J. Hopkins here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Tell you what, I'm actually looking through a stack of 78s today. See if I can find a good polka to spin here off of some shellac like we did a couple of weeks ago. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Where'd I put it? Oh, there it is. I have to switch the cartridge and the needle in the turntable over to a different one to play 78s. And I thought I had misplaced it. But there it was on the other side of that stack of records, so I could pull it off. So far, I found a Frankie Yankovic 78 that I don't remember having on vinyl. Maybe we'll have to try that one out. We'll see how it goes. I have Frank Kowal Smith over here on turntable number one, ready to go. See, I always start with turntable number two. It's because it's on my right-hand side, and I always start with the machine on my right-hand side. I don't know. Makes no sense. Anyway, here's a Frank Kowal Smith. This is an Oberic. It's In the Haystack.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. Dancers, relax. Frank Kowal-Smith there. And in the haystack here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's do it right now and talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And as I do every week, invite you to stop in. And, you know, if you're not near Superior, Wisconsin, you can stop in virtually if you want, because they do have a website, and they got a lot of pictures and a lot of stuff there about the museum and some of the features and groovy things that they have there. So if you're not in a traveling frame of mind or you're way out of the area, might want to have a look just for interesting, you know, just to expand your knowledge. Yeah, that sounds pretty intellectual, doesn't it? 1,400 accordions, give or take, on display. All sorts of I was going to say memorabilia, studying material, historical data, books, magazines, articles, clippings, documentation, file cabinets full of stuff if you're doing research on music or musicians or instruments. Holy man, can they help you out there. Check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the internet. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. If you just want to pop in, don't do that. Check the schedule. Be sure they're going to be there. Maybe give them a call because things have been weird the last year or so. And we're switching over seasons here and everything. So check it out, all right? worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the great wide web. Here are the Dinah Dukes. It's the Pennsylvania Hills Polka.
Many places where I've had some fun. I travel the highways, I follow the sun. But when day is over and I lay to rest, I dream of the hills that I love the best. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality. I've seen all the valleys, I've been by the sea. I traveled the flatlands in the whole country. But deep in my heart there's a warm piercing burn. Those Pennsylvania hills are where I long to return. Those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality. Those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality.
The old Pennsylvania Hills there. That's the Dinah Dukes. Normally, I play the other side of that one, which is the Try It, You'll Like It polka, which is a very popular song and the A side of that record. But I normally play the other side. But I thought, hey, let's shake it up and flip that baby over. So that's how you get the Pennsylvania Hills polka from the Dinah Dukes. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I did put the Frank Yankovic 78 on the turntable here. You know, shall we roll a little shellac today? You know, we had talked about doing like the 78 of the week or something. I would have to do some serious record organizationing to pull that off. And I don't know that I'm that enthusiastic. And I have eye surgery coming up here in the next week or so. I'll report on that once it's over. I've had the pre-op physical. And they said, yes, you do have two eyes. You may have one operated on. So I have that on the horizon. That'll be my fourth eye surgery now. And really, it sounds really creepy, and it is kind of weird, but it beats the heck out of any other kind of surgery, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so we'll see about doing it. I did have a couple of messages on Facebook from people that thought doing a 78 of the week would be a cool thing to do. So maybe. I mean, I could do it for a year. I'd have to come up with like 52 records, right? If my math is correct. Anyway, this is on the Continental record label. Which I'm going to try to see if I can find the date for this. I'm betting late 40s, but I could be wrong. But it's Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. Not Frankie, and not with the usual, it's not with the Yanks, it's with his orchestra, so I don't know. And normally I would wash these records before I play them. And I didn't have time, because as you heard when we were starting the show, I was flipping through the stack of 78 sitting over here, and this was the only other polka in this particular stack. It's a short stack. It's like getting the senior menu pancakes at Country Kitchen. It's a short stack, so you don't find a whole lot of extra goodness in it. But anyway, from the 78 pile, Genuine Shellac here on the show at 78 RPMs. It's going around a lickety-split. Here's Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. This is the Dizzy Day Polka, and I hope the needle stays in the groove all the way through. Needle stayed right in there all the way through. Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. That is the Dizzy Day Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Normally they sound a little bit better than that, but that one didn't have time to wash it or clean it up or nothing. That's raw out of the pile from the basement. But now I do feel kind of inspired to want to go through the 78s and do a 78 of the week. What do you think? Should we do 78 of the week? You can Facebook us. What do you think? Tim Zumpa Hour at Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour or hit us with an email at oompahour@AOL.com. What do you think? 78 of the week? Do you want to go back that far once a week? Because, you know, you're back. I mean, you can cheat. The deal with 78s is, you know, you always think 30s and 40s, but they made them up till 1961. So you can cheat a little bit. But, you know, Paul, I got some Whoopi John stuff that was cut in Europe a long, long time ago on 78s that I know you can't buy on any kind of vinyl. I don't know where they are, but I know they're someplace. Oh, maybe we'll have to do it. I got a little Wally over here. The record says he's Mr. Happiness. You can't argue with that, can you? Here's Hot Pants. Have it, Mr. Happiness. That's what it says on the record. Lil Wally in Hot Pants here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. I got to set that record aside. I'm working on a project where they want what they call demented polkas. And that's about as demented as you can get, huh? All right, let's go over here to the German Americans and do the Golden Stairs Polka. Thank you. All right, there you have it. There, music from the German Americans, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. See how it's going to make that sound really important? And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. Sounds very important when I do that, doesn't it? Are we ready for a waltz? That's about right. About the right time for a waltz in the show, don't you think? We might even have two. Now, maybe. I already played Frank Yankovic off of 78. I don't think I could pass off Frank and Frankie as two different people. I hate doubling up, but I might. Because I saw the 45 of the Blue Skirt Waltz go by. And I thought, wow, we haven't played that in a long time. So maybe. But for anybody getting married, I guess, this is the wedding waltz. Here's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. See, I see you dancing out there. There's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. That's the wedding waltz. And now it's Vern Meisner. This is simply called Clap and Turn. We'll be right back. love me a little Vern Meisner music every now and then. Anyway, there you have the Clap and Turn here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with for another week. By golly. Remember, if you have request, dedication, comment, question, whatever. I mean, don't call us with any emergencies because we're not that fast. But you can call and make a request or a dedication, leave a voice message, or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. In fact, I had a message. Was it a text message? A little while back, somebody's looking for fishing polkas. Polkas about fishing. You know what? You're right. There are very few. I'm digging through the records. I'm like, man, a polka about fishing. I mean, I have hundreds of fishing records. I really do. I have a section for songs about fishing because during fishing opener weekend up here, I do some radio special things with fishing songs, and I'm coming up really with nothing. For I mean, there's songs that have fishing in the title, but they're like instrumentals, so they could be songs about coffee or Buicks, and it wouldn't really matter. But I'm working on it. Don't feel like I didn't see your message, because I did. If you're looking for the fishing polka songs, I'm working on it, all right? Don Peachy, here's the Jolly Musicians Polka.
Lights up bright.
I can't remember if I've played that one recently on the show before or not, because it fades out, and it seems to me I played another Don Peachy that faded out recently. But anyway, there you have it. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, and I do believe that previously, before rolling that record, I was telling you about you could text or leave a voice message, and then I got sidetracked and told you about the folks looking for fishing polkas, and I never did give you the number. Is that what happened? Because that's what I remember. It is 218-259-2985, in case I actually talked about it but then didn't tell you the number. You can voice message or text to that number, 218-259-2985. Operators are standing by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It may not say, hi, welcome to the Oompa Hour, but the message will get to us, all right? And, of course, you can email oompahour at AOL.com. And you can also Facebook us. facebook.com/TimZumpaHour, will get a message to us as well. Now, this next record, I either want you to be excited about it or I want to apologize for it in advance. I play this one very rarely. I think it came out in the early 80s. I'll look when we're done playing it, but that's what I'm thinking. It's a Bobby Vinton record, and it's a polka. But it's a disco polka. Because back in the disco craze, apparently Bobby Vinton was going to cash in by doing polkas with a disco flair. So it's the Pennsylvania polka, but he calls it the disco polka. Are you ready for this? I don't play this very often, so if you dig this, it could be 2 years before we get to it again. About that one. Does that seem kosher to you or what? Bobby Vinton there, Pennsylvania polka. He calls it the disco polka. I was going to look and see if I could see when this was from. I'm thinking I can see the words. I just can't read them. Let me get the little 1979. So back during the peak of the disco craze, man. I don't know. I mean, I guess at the time it probably fit right in, but now you can use that to convince your young friends, you know, like that are like 60. That graduated in the disco era. They could work up a little routine, you know? It'd be a wild time. Bobby Vinton there, the disco polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's do something a little more traditional. Here's Happy Louie at Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler out, let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler eyes. Let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler eyes. Let's all play hide and seek.
Well, you ought to see my Julie, a pretty gal is she. She lives down in the hollow all alone. She likes to wear those mini skirts and do the polka hop. The nights when I go calling at her home. She's a blonde girl, she's pretty, pretty as a daisy. And she means the whole wide world to me. She likes to wear those hot pants and do the polka hop. The nights when I go calling at her home.
Oh, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek.
Oh, there goes Irene, there goes Irene. She has a smile, a great big smile, walking down the aisle. Now there goes Irene, there goes Irene. She has a smile. She likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Zosha, there goes Zosha. She has a grin, a great big grin, a pretty, pretty grin. Now there goes Zosha, there goes Zosha. She has a grin, and she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Julie, there goes Julie. She has to wiggle in the middle. She has to wiggle in the middle. Now she has to wiggle in the middle. Now there goes Julie, there goes Julie. She has to wiggle in the middle, and she likes to play hide and seek.
Oh, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek.
There you have it there, the old apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, time is going fast again this week. Yowzers! I have Tony Jamber and the band up next. I only got a couple of records from Tony. And when I was a kid, they lived down the street from us. And they had the Bellray Ballroom, and he had the band, and he had his big band trailer parked in his driveway all the time. Very colorfully painted and everything. Tony Jamber Orchestra on there and everything. It was very groovy. Made me feel like we were living in a showbiz community, you know? Anyway, here's Tony Jamber, the band. This is Andy's Jolly Hop. There you go, Tony Jamber and the band there, Andy's Jolly Hop, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Speaking of the weather, and we weren't, but I always like to talk about it a little bit. Good weather up here in northern Minnesota for the last week. I am digging it. We're like 70, almost 80 degrees today, and it's been sunny for days. There's talk of rain, though, but I guess that's pretty much a normal thing, right? I want to talk about the weather. Well, it's nice because it won't be long. I'm going to be talking about, well, I spent the afternoon plowing out the neighbors. You know, yuck. All right, now for those of you specifically that dig Minnesota, I have here the Minnehaha Polka. You can't get much more Minnesotan than that. The Arbach Trio will do the Minnehaha Polka on a record that came out to celebrate the centennial of the state of Minnesota from 1858 to 1958. The record's from 1958 celebrating 100 years. And the record is translucent yellow in color. It's a very pretty record. So anyway, here they are. It's the Minnehaha Polka.
Minnehaha, get up and shout, it's the Minnehaha Polka. Swing a partner as you hop about to the Minnehaha Polka. If you come to Minnesota, you'll see just how we do this catchy, steppy polka with a laughy, dancy beat for you.
There's a Minneapolis two-step and a Minnechaska stroll. There's a Minnetonka waltz and there's a Minne rock and roll. And many other dances that they do in Minnesota. But the one they request and the very best is the Minnehaha Polka. Flashy style caused many an Indian fight. They tell how he a walker won by strategy one night. He took her to a tom-tom dance in the lodge of the Dakota and taught her the beat how to stamp her feet to the Minnehaha Polka.
No matter if you're young and spry or have lived beyond your quota, and whether you are rich or poor, doesn't matter one iota. You're going to have a lot of fun up here in Minnesota if you are hep to the peppy step of the Minnehaha Polka.
There you go, doing the Minnehaha Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, if you look on the record here, it tells you that is the Arbach Trio, but it's also Bill Kelsey in the Arbach Trio, along with the Jolly Lumberjacks. So there you go. Where else are you going to hear that? Oh, yeah, probably no place. Nah, I'm sure there's other people spinning that, too. But that's from 1958, so fun record. Now, we did earlier here, a little bit ago, the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. We totally left out Pizza Pie. So let's rectify that with Little Richard.
Was on the island of Capri where I first sang this melody. Dancing the pizza pie polka. With pizza pie and some red wine, my honey said she'd be mine. Dancing the pizza pie polka. And now each year we go to see that lovely island of Capri to dance the pizza pie polka. And as the stars would shine above, each star would verify our love. Dancing the pizza pie polka. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, you'll enjoy dancing to this polka. With that big old moon above, you are bound to fall in love. Dancing the pizza pie polka. The island of Capri.
Capri, where I first sang this melody. Dancing the pizza pie polka. With pizza pie and some red wine, my honey said she'd be mine. Dancing the pizza pie polka. And now each year we go to see that lovely island of Capri, to dance the pizza pie polka. And as the stars would shine above, each star would verify our love. Dancing the pizza pie polka. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, you'll enjoy dancing to this polka. With that big old moon above, you are bound to fall in love. Dancing the pizza, dancing the pizza pie, dancing the pizza pie polka.
There you go. Now we got the pizza pies and the apples, peaches, cum pumpkin pie all covered there. Here on the show this week. Now, I got to do the commercial, and then we're going to come back and play a record that is so politically incorrect, so insulting, and so terrible, it makes the Too Fat Polka sound like a happy, positive song that they would use in an uplifting class to cheer people up, that I can't believe I'm going to play. But I've stumbled on this record weeks ago, and I set it aside and told myself I'd give it a spin here on the show. In fact, it may turn out being the last record of the week. Because I keep talking and I'm going to run out of time, but we'll see. But for those of you who appreciate a politically incorrect record, hang on, because I got one coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now you have been warned. I can't believe I'm going to play this one, but it's in the stack, and I feel committed, and I know somebody's going to think it's just a dandy. Here's Terry Rutter in the orchestra. This is the Ugly Polka.
My sweetheart now, cause she's got money. She does the polka twist when we go dancing. After the dance is through, we go romancing. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But she's my sweetheart now, cause she's got money. I spend her money. She pays my room and board. She is a honey. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But she's my sweetheart now, cause she's got money. Someday I'll buy a ring. I'll spend her money. When we will get married, days will be sunny. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But we'll be man and wife, cause she's got money.
There you go, Terry Retter Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and it just turns out we can squeak in a quick Whoopi John record before we get out of here for the week.
Wenn ich die Tante anse, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz vom Kopf bis See und lass sich so gesamten. Sie trägt ein grünen Abendskleid, ein Hut mit roten Federn. Aber wer sie sieht, der weiß Bescheid. Sie ruft es für ein jeder. Tante Anna, Tante Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tante Anna, Tante Anna, du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Wer hat noch keinen Mann geküsst?
Tante Anna.
Wer weiß noch nicht, was Liebe ist?
Tante Anna.
Wer ist verrückt nach jedem Mann?
Tanta Anna.
Bei wen weiß aber keiner an?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Wer pflegt sein Haar mit Schwein und Ehl? Wer pudelt sich in Weizenmehl?
Tanta Anna.
Wer trägt die Nägel grün von Erd?
Tanta Anna.
Bei wen ist doch alles verkehrt?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt.
Boy, we're sneaking that one in, huh? Little Whoopi John there, Tanta Anna. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And that wraps it up for another week. Holy cow. Time's just flying by, but I got another stack of records to go for next week. I'm going to keep looking for fishing polkas. That is not going well. But, hey, you got to try, you know what I mean?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.